Hello, my name is Pastor Nick Nicolai. I am the interim pastor at Congregational Presbyterian Church in Lewiston, Idaho. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for the congregation and for those interested in learning more about the congregation and our Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, meet our staff and congregation, and join us in our journey of faith. Our mission is to know Christ, to become like Christ, to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon. So the reading from Scripture, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, the Holy Word of God, glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful in my teachings. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "But we are descendants of Abraham," they said. "We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean you will be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." The Word of God. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer. Our gracious and almighty God, in Christ, you have set us free. Thank you. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. His peace be with you this day and always. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Well, today, the first Sunday of November, Sunday, November 5th, 2023. Welcome to Congregational Presbyterian Church, Lewiston, Idaho. So welcome to all of you, and welcome to all of you who are with us worshiping online now, or who will worship online at a different time. Welcome. It's good to be together in worship. I want to say thank you. Last week, I was with my wife. We went to Idaho. Those get always mixed up, you know. Idaho. So we went to Iowa, where my wife is from, for a family gathering, had a good time, good weather, good conversations. It was good to go. We flew back. So thank you. And I want to say thank you to Reverend Cheryl Kinder Pyle, Executive Presbyter, for being here with us last Sunday. Time change. end of daylight saving time. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Soon you'll come at 3 p.m. Bring a grayness softly creeping. Make this valley begin weeping. And the lack of light will cover this short day. Still remains within the sound of darkness. God, grant me the serenity to accept that my cell phone, my smart TV, my smart vehicle will change on their own. Courage to change those clocks that need my help. And the wisdom to know the difference. Here's a poem by Janice Moore Fuller. My aunt raises violets from Africa. All those loose threads from her sewing, trailing off bobbins toward Chattanooga, Nashville, Myrtle Beach, Niagara Falls. She snaps them at the hem with her teeth, those worn hitching posts. She never learned to drive, didn't leave grandma's yard for 30 years. Her singer just hummed. She never stopped wearing that engagement ring he gave her at 20, measuring time by how deep it sank into her finger, even after he died, still her fiancé. An old man living with his mother. We only whispered his name. At night, after the Bible verses, she'd coat herself with Vapo Rub, thick and Vicks Blue, and then dial up the DJ who knew her voice, yearning for the smooth of Engelbert, soothing her into bed, back to back with Grandma. When I spent the night, we'd tend the violets, lined like bassinets along the north, double lavenders, crystal stars, angel blues, pink persuasion. So careful. We never touched their velvet, not even the undersides. We just turned them each day, their faces straining toward the sun. So if the sun sets you free, you are truly free. What would you do if you knew you might fail and it just didn't matter? I don't mean didn't matter in the sense that there would be no cost to you, or that it wouldn't be difficult or disappointing to you. What I mean is, what would you try to to attempt if the attempt itself was worth it, whether or not you succeeded, or even more, what would you be willing to risk if the ultimate outcome was guaranteed, even if your immediate venture failed? Jesus invites us to live into that truth. Belief in Jesus is freedom. The freedom of family. An heir who receives the whole business rather than an insecurity of the slave who has nothing. In the ancient world, the truth was there was a hard, harsh division. The lines were clear, those who were in and those who were out. When it came to family, privilege, position, future, inheritance, Jesus is inviting us all to claim our inheritance. Children of God, who were not born of your blood or of the will or of your flesh or of your power or strength or determination or reason or ability, but born of God. Well, because Jesus has secured your place with the Father, you are free in every way. You are free to venture, free to risk, free to try, even free to fail at things, because God has secured your place in Jesus. You have a place in God. Paul writes to the Romans that we are justified not by works, not by successes, accomplishments, but you are justified by grace from God. Just as our successes do not earn a place in God's kingdom, neither do our failures disqualify you. You are God's. Paul says, we have all sinned. Isn't that the truth? And we have all fallen short in life and relationships. But God says, your identity is fixed. It is rooted, not determined by successes nor by your failures, but by God. And God said so. It's the truth. God has done the deed. It is done to you. And that's precisely why you can count on it. Because it's not up to us. It's up to God. So hold fast to that truth. So let me say it again. Just a couple weeks, we got a brand new pastor coming. Well, it's not going back to the way it was. It's new. It's new for you, new for the pastor. What would we do if failure didn't matter? What would you do personally in your life? What would this congregation do? What would you dare let go of? And what would you dare receive and try? What mission would we attempt? What venture would we risk? What deed would we undertake? What new things would we be open to? It's like this. If you got a closed hand, it's shut off from everything, holding on to in fear. I'm not going to let this go. It's mine. Well, a closed fist can't receive at all and doesn't have what it grasps. But to be open can receive. An open hand trusts. An open hand can join together to receive, to be open. Well, in the coming days and months and years, what do we need to let go of? And what gifts and surprises might we receive in the days and months to come? Perhaps you've heard that saying, failure is not an option. Ha. Well, that may look nice on a poster in your room or sound good in some self-help column or may even be inspiring for a moment, but you know in your life the opposite is more often true, that failure is regularly an option for me in my life. Risk entails failure. Change entails failure. Creativity entails failure. Innovation entails failure. Experimentation entails failure. Research, you just ask an academic on the university campus about research, and they'll tell you about failure, 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 success, failure, failure. Or an artist, composer. If you forget that, we will never try anything that matters, or you'll hold on and end up being disappointed. Public theologian Cornel West said, "Sure, it was a failure. But it was a good failure." For me, broken things have been on my head and heart and mind and spirit. Broken things, broken relationships, broken health and broken minds and spirits and broken bodies. Mindful of the world's dangers and aware of pain and hurt in the world, in those I love around me and those who live around me and in me, I'm acquainted with grief and sorrow. I know tears. I go for a walk down a tree-lined street, and the trees, apostles of the centuries, they hold their arms out over me, embracing, enveloping, blessing. The streets and sidewalks, the parks and paths, the ponds and benches, a small stream sows its way through the quilted patchwork of this day. That stream will find its place. A few geese stop and rest there. They too will find their place. Yellow grasses lie down and green shoots of winter wheat rise up. Both will find rest. Both will return. A path is made by walking. Through all kinds of weather, the seasons, the years, my breath, a thread that has gone in and out of me so many times. It goes in and out. It's not mine alone. Early November, autumn-bent trees frame the walk. Birds work their way up and down branches, mostly bare. Dusk arrives. Stars appear in the canopy overhead, and rising moon, so steady, holds her thoughts to herself. She watches me as I make my way back up the street, like all of us, heading home. When I spent the night, we'd tend the violets lined like bassinets along the north, double lavenders, crystal stars, angel blues, pink persuasion. So careful. We never touched their velvet, not even the undersides. We just turned them each day, their faces straining toward the sun. God's beloved people, the prison door is open. You are free. So, soon, a new pastor. How energizing. How unsettling. Who knows what adventures and challenges, opportunities, or struggles this congregation will face in the months and years? But beloved Congregational Presbyterian Church, have you forgotten? God is here with you. The ultimate outcome is guaranteed. Theologian Gerhard Ferdi writes, "What are you going to do now that you don't have to do anything?" Ferdi reminds us it's God's grace that saves, God who sustains. Our sins are forgiven by Christ on the cross, totally, completely. You are saved by grace, not by grace plus something else, but by grace. There is nothing we have to do because it's all been done. Therefore, there is much we get to do. So we depart and we go to work. We just turned them each day, their faces straining toward the sun. Let's be in silence for a moment of reflection, and then I'll offer a couple scriptures and a prayer. First scripture. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this, it is not your doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so no one can boast. For we are what God has made us, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God has prepared to be our way of life together. Ephesians 2. And from John, so, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Let's pray. Our loving God, you are so rich in grace and mercy, gracious beyond measure. It is mysterious and wonderful that you love us all days and all times, in our successes and failures, when we were stubborn and broken. You made us alive as your beloved community. We are yours by the power of your Spirit. May we live with you present in our lives, in us and around us and through us, this day and this night, our lives like precious African violets straining toward the sun. Amen.